Happiness is free, and you know, it's really the most expensive thing in the world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley with Instant Illumination here in Campo, California, bringing you the Instant Illumination, and the theme today is happiness is free. But the word free has a very expensive price tag on it. If you want to be happy, that means just one little thing, and it's so simple. Live in the now. If you, for 1 minute, live in yesterday, if you, 1 minute, live in the problems of yesterday, or if you live in the memories of yesterday, you bring with it all of the stuff that it had yesterday. But if you live today, if you live in the now, if you live in the present tense, then all you know how to do is be happy. Happiness is being yourself and having fun. It's being who you are right now, living who you are right now in the most perfect, beautiful, and rewarding way. Happiness is something that everybody can have. It's right, you might say, free to those who are willing to live in the now. I don't want to say give up the yesterday, give up your memories, give up the past, give up those things. That sounds like an awful lot of work, and it is. But to live in the now, people come up to me and they say, oh man, you know, we've had this in our family, we've had that in our family, and I don't know what we're going to do about it. And I say to them, what do you want in your family? Well, I'd like balance and harmony and peace. Well, if you want balance and harmony and peace in your family, then start thinking about balance, harmony, and peace right now. Start thinking about balance, harmony, and peace right now, and enjoy balance, harmony, and peace right now. Because if you're going to be thinking of the past, then you're going to be thinking of whatever took place then, whether it was good, bad, or indifferent. Happiness is really quite inexpensive, and yet it is quite expensive. It is expensive in that we cannot continue being the kind of people we used to be, who like to live in our memories, who like to have pictures around us of all the people in our world. I tell our staff here at the University of Healing, it's okay to have pictures, but they should be current pictures, you know, no more than 10 minutes old, and have them right there, right where you are. And when you have these beautiful pictures right where you are, where are they? Ismary, where would those pictures be?
In my head.
In your head. Of course. That's the best photograph album you could ever have. And always think about your beloveds. Think about your friends. Think about the people who delight your world right now. Right now. But my dad just died, you know, and I'm supposed to think of him right now as dead. But he's moved on to another dimension. He graduated. He left this earth plane behind because he finished his job here of doing whatever he wanted to do. Now he's off to some other adventure, and he didn't tell you where he's going because he didn't know either. He has a bus pass that lets him go anywhere he wants, anytime he wants, and he doesn't know what the next bus is going to be directed to when it comes along. The bus comes up there, and it's bus number 89, and he's used to taking 97. But he says, hey, I've been there. I'm going to take 89. And he says to the driver, where does 89 go? And the driver says, you'll see. It goes to a very special place. You couldn't have got on this bus if you weren't ready to go to that special place. And you see, that's what people do when they leave this dimension. They just continue having happy, happy, happy experiences, joyous experiences, even sometimes better than what we had here, because here we kept living in the past. And when we live in the past, then the joyous experiences sometimes evade us. They sometimes run away from us because we're thinking that, hey, rain is terrible. Ah, my goodness, rain is great. This last couple of weeks, we've had enough rain up here to choke an island, and we loved it. We loved it. However, every time we'd hire our handyman to come over here and take the tractor and smooth out the roads, he did a beautiful job. And then he goes home, and that night it rains, and the roads get all goofed up again. And so the next day he comes back. He's got a perpetual job. I mean, he knows what he's doing. And so he comes back the next day, sits on our really nice tractor, the happy tractor, which you don't have to do anything. You steer it and put the bucket up and down. And he goes in there, and he goes through our whole path singing away, "Oh, what a beautiful day. I love the rain. I love the rain." It makes my work so easy that way. And you see, this is a happy time. He's living in the now. He's not living in how beautifully he did the path yesterday. He's living in how beautifully he does the path today. And this is how we could all live our lives. How beautifully we do the path today. How beautifully we live in the moment. How much fun it is to be ourselves and have fun. Consider those things as you consider what it means when you say happiness is free. Happiness is free for anybody who wants to live in the now. Have a wonderful day, and know that your instant inspiration can be just as much fun as mine if you just let go and be yourself and have fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.